The Alex Smith thing, by the way, bothers me. I mean, that bothers me. I mean, I know it's a business, but man, I don't know.
I just think the Redskins are stupid to begin with.
Well, there's a lot of things they don't do right.
This is just another one of them.
Well, I mean, I know Roger's a huge fan of the team, but to be honest with you, I'll be honest with you, I think they're a hard team to root for. I really do. I think they're a hard team to root for. And the reason that I think they're a hard team to root for is that they make moves like this where you sit back and go, come on. Really? This guy's the best story you had all year. The best story.
Besides Ron Rivera, too.
Yeah, besides Ron Rivera. Obviously, Ron Rivera was a great story, too. I mean, I got that. Okay? But, man, you sit there and you say, you got to be kidding me. And I just don't, Taylor Heineke's your guy?
Exactly.
Then he signed, 2 years, $8 million, something like that. I mean, the number he signed for made sense. It wasn't like it didn't make sense. But in Smith was talking about how there's a lot of people that didn't want him back in the organization.
Yeah, that's ludicrous. I mean, there was nothing better than him for their quarterback situation. I get his injury history. I said that before. But, again, what's going to be better a quarterback than Alex Smith and worrying about his injury history?
All right.
You're going to rely on Taylor Heineke, who played a decently good game against Tampa in a game you still lost at home in the playoffs?
Right. I know. And I have a problem with the way the whole thing's going down. And I just don't like how the whole thing's going down with them. And it's just, I think the whole thing is wrong. I just think the whole thing is wrong. I don't know. I mean, I know it's $15 million. Again, I get the business part. Nobody gets the business part as well as I do. My goodness, we talk enough business on this show all the time with various people. So the business part, yeah, I get it. But right now, you have a public relations problem. And next year, next season, 2021, I think there's a very good chance you're going to be allowed to have 100% attendance in football stadiums. I really believe that. So you're going to keep turning off your fan base? I mean, they've already reduced the number of seats that are available at FedEx Field. I mean, that place used to seat 80,000 to 90,000. And I want to say now there are only 57,000 seats available because they tarp off the upper deck because they know they're not getting people to come in. I'm not saying he's your best option. I don't know if he's your best option. I mean, maybe they draft their best option. I have no idea. None.